Tonight, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren meet for their third debate of this campaign. They're facing off out in Springfield, in one of the only corners of the state that voted mostly against Brown back in 2010. Western Mass is home to just one-eighth of the state's voters, but as Nancy Cohen reports, those voters are giving this race their undivided attention.
First, a geography lesson. Western Massachusetts doesn't begin just past 495. It doesn't include Worcester or even Sturbridge. The region hugs Vermont, New York, and Connecticut. It not only has fall foliage and cool college towns, but working-class cities and well-to-do suburbs. John Walsh, chair of the state Democratic Party, has a special affection for it.
I think of Western Mass as heaven. It's loaded with Democrats who smart and vote a lot.
Actually, the area is no more loaded with registered Democrats than the rest of the state. But in 2008, voter turnout exceeded the state average in three out of the four Western Mass counties. Tim Versalotti is director of the Polling Institute at Western New England University.
People pay attention to politics. They get involved. There may not be a lot of them, but who knows? In a close race, they could make the difference.
Like the rest of the state, about half of the voters are unenrolled or independent. Republican and former acting governor Jane Swift, a Western Mass resident, says these voters are not driven by ideology.
Many folks in Western Massachusetts are pragmatic. Senator Brown's bipartisan approach and willingness to reach across the aisle is the type of Republican advocacy that has traditionally played well in Western Massachusetts.
But in the last Senate race, most of the Western Mass municipalities voted for Democrat Martha Coakley, including Northampton, where she won nearly 80% of the vote. At Northampton's Tuesday Farmers Market, musicians take the edge off the fall chill. 75-year-old Susan Norton, a retired nurse, wields an Elizabeth Warren for Senate sign.
She's much more for than 99% than Scott Brown is. And I feel like she's much more, more honest about being in that position.
Among the mostly Warren supporters here is Jim Wagner, a registered Republican who says he thinks of himself as an independent.
The important issue would be for me who can work most within the Senate, who's going to be more effective there. I lean toward Brown in that respect myself.
Wagner is from East Longmeadow, one of the towns on the Connecticut border that supported Brown in 2010. Tim Versalotti says many of those communities aren't wedded to one party or the other.
They're willing to split their ticket. Some of these voters may be white working class folks, so-called Reagan Democrats. Some of them may lean Republican in some of the more affluent communities along the border. Those are the folks that Brown has to attract to put together a winning coalition.
15 miles south of Northampton, West Springfield, which supported Brown the last time, is also holding a farmer's market.
This is wildflower honey.
Beekeeper Jim Wachala is an independent who supports Warren.
I just think that she's more in favor of the little guy, period.
Wachala's wife, Barbara, is a retired Head Start administrator and an independent who supported Brown last time.
He seemed to be pretty independent, and he seemed to be receptive and open to all people at that time.
But she no longer thinks he is. This election, she's voting for Warren.
She understands the plight of women as far as their health and understands what the middle class is facing.
How much is the corn?
That's 83-year-old Pat Allen. For her, national security is the key issue. She's voting for Scott Brown.
He's a good family man, and I think he's sincere in what he's trying to do. I don't know. I just kind of trust him. It isn't because he's good looking.
No matter what the reason, John Walsh from the State Democratic Party says every vote carries a lot of weight in this tight race.
There's no question that Western Mass is an essential part of anybody's statewide calculation. And the kind of people who underestimate that, they have a name for them, losers. They don't win elections.
In other words, a vote in the smallest town in Western Mass is worth as much as in any other part of the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen in Northampton.